Welcome back into WWL Sports Talk. Football fans, we've got a great show Thursdays. Me and Mike Dettillier for weekend kickoff, special edition of Sports Talk, live from the Treasure Chest Casino. We'll count down to Thursday night football and get focused on Sunday's game against the Chargers for the Saints. You can come out, hang out with me and Mike D, Treasure Chest Casino. We're at the Game Bar and Grill. That's Thursdays, 4 to 7 p.m. The Treasure Chest Casino, located in Kenner's Lake Town and on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain, 4540 Williams Boulevard. Cannot wait to see you there. The big news today happened just a couple minutes ago. Coming down, Alvin Kamara has a new extension from the Black and Gold. No trade, no talks of him going to another team. He is here at least through the year 2026. Now, awesome news for the team, for Saints, and Alvin Kamara too, who never wanted to leave here.
And he gets his fully guaranteed money that he was looking for. And so everything's been resolved, and he will be a Saint for the next 2 years.
Hopefully now we can help him in the offensive line category.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to go to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Time for you to sound off, folks. We got Jimmy and Gretna. What you got for us tonight, Jimmy?
What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how y'all doing? Look, I just drove by the Superdome. It looks like they got 20 18-wheelers for this Taylor Swift concert. I don't know what's going on, but it's getting pretty wild already.
Merchandise is going to be on sale already tomorrow.
You know what? I might start selling some black market beers
there
on the side of the road and making some side hustles, because I think there's going to be a massive crowd here. Cash only, okay?
Yes, sir.
No Venmo. All right, look, listen, quick plug. I'm at Lakefront Arena, Southern Miss UNO tonight, exhibition game, and all the charity. I know it's late. It starts at 7 o'clock, but all the proceeds go to Son of a Saint. And okay. The reason I bring that up is, guys, this is the time of year. College basketball is cranking up. NBA, the Pelicans are playing in New Orleans tomorrow night. We got the Saints going. LSU's rolling. I got to give credit to Brian Kelly. I didn't think he would. Granted, we should have beat USC.
Right.
We should be undefeated. Coulda, woulda, shoulda, like Morris said. Hindsight's 20/20, but to tell you, know Brian Kelly's doing a great job, and I'm not an LSU guy. I married an LSU woman. Southern Miss, Will Hall's been fired. We'll talk about that on another episode. Me and Charlie were talking Sun Belt prior, but the reason I said all this, Steve, is this is that magical time of year for about a month where you got all these sports all at once. And I know, and you know, I'm a big Pelicans fan. Sometimes they get lost in the fray. Now, my question to you guys is, with the Saints struggling 2-5, do you guys think the city is going to rally around the Pelicans more? Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen at the center position. That's the big question mark. It's something I know we're going to be talking about all year, the center position. Who's going to be that guy? Is it going to be a rotational deal? Probably so. But do you guys see the Pelicans getting a lot of support going in tomorrow's opener and beyond, earlier in the season, where, you know, usually November and December, when they compete with the Saints, it's like people are like, we'll deal with the Pelicans when the Saints are over. But do you guys see the Pelicans fans in New Orleans getting on board earlier because the Saints are struggling right now?
I could definitely see fans being more in tune this season because of the way the Saints season has turned of late, for sure. We'll see tomorrow night in the Smoothie King Center. I'm definitely interested to find out what that crowd's going to be like for the home opener, season opener.
A Wednesday night. But as far as the fall equinox, it's a great time of year, isn't it? Like October, the weather's starting to cool down a little bit. And then we got, you know, MLB playoffs, which is one of my favorite things. The NHL season's starting up. NBA season's starting up. Like the NFL season's in full swing.
Jimmy was saying there's just so much going on right
now. It's a fantastic time of year. It's like my favorite. So as far as the Pelicans go, yes, they have a chance to capture a ton of hearts around South Louisiana and
but
the Gulf
Coast.
But
you got to win, too.
You got to win. And so their preseason win total set at 46.5. Bobby was saying last night, get to 50. Get to 50 wins. If you get to 50 wins in the Western Conference, like we saw what 49 did, it still got you in the play-in tournament, but 50 would have gotten you into the playoffs. That's how tough the West is. But 50 wins should guarantee you a playoff spot, and then you can see what you do from there. But as far as getting off to a fast start, yeah, I'm with you, Steve. If they can, you know, start off strong, pick up a win against the Bulls, have a nice road trip against Portland and Golden State, you know, I think that they're going to capture a lot of hearts really quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, after this game against the Chicago Bulls at home, I know they go on the road for their next four games, two at Portland and then two at Golden State. When are the Pellies finally home after tomorrow night's season opener?
So I got the schedule up right here. After that, they end up well, hold on. This is out of whack. My apologies.
Sorry.
So after that, they host Indiana after the Golden State back-to-back.
Okay.
And then they play Atlanta at home, which is going to be a nice DeJounte Murray revenge game, hopefully. And then they host Cleveland. So four straight games at home after the four-game road trip.
Before we take a break, want to get into our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line again. JD in Mississippi wants to talk about that AK extension. What you got, JD?
Man, I'm stoked about the Kamara signing. That's the best news we could have right now.
Woo-hoo!
What do y'all guys think?
Definitely feeling it. Love the fact that he's been a total team player, never has wavered about his loyalty or desire to play in New Orleans. To me, still your best offensive weapon on the field. Obviously, he could put Taysom Hill in that mix too, but without AK, this offense really does go nowhere.
And so if you're looking at how much he's getting paid, right, over the next 2 years, about, 12.25 with a $24.5 million contract extension, just cut it in half, right? And on the grand scheme of things, Christian McCaffrey obviously reset the market. He's getting paid $19 million per year. Front Office Sports has this as far as the top paid running backs. Other guys like Jonathan Taylor for the Colts is getting paid $14 million. Saquon Barkley, who signed that offseason deal with Philadelphia, is getting paid $12.6 million. So he's just below that.
Yeah, okay, so that's not terrible.
It's kind of like the market, like, but it's also not top market, right? He didn't get like the McCaffrey type of deal. So it's not completely team-friendly. Where
but you're still a top-five paid running back now in the NFL.
Correct, and that's exactly where I took it, because on top of that, he gets the guaranteed money. That's why we were saying, JD, that it's a win-win, because he gets paid like a top-five running back over the next couple of years, and the Saints lock down their guy. So
everybody's happy. Team happy, player happy. Let's go out and get a win now this week.
Yeah, and to my point earlier about like Josh Jacobs, he's getting paid like $12 million per year by the Packers, so it's a little bit more than that. And then, you know, Joe Mixon and Derrick Henry and DeAndre Swift, Tony Pollard, all these other guys that are in the top 10 are getting paid a little bit under 10. So it's the general market. Like, you're in that range, but you wanted to keep this guy like here and have him retire a Saint, so they had to get something done.
Positive news for the black and gold. Alvin Kamara locked up through the 2026 season.